Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good Monday morning. Good to be back with you. Hope you are well. Lots of interesting things in the news, including a story we have avoided. Not so much avoided deliberately, but there have been so many other things to talk about. But this story, this Jussie Smollett story, is this not getting more bizarre by the day? Those of you not familiar with this story, it's an actor who's involved in allegedly an incident perpetrated by people wearing MAGA caps. This story gets stranger every day. We will talk about this today because I think it gets to the heart of something that we've been discussing before and what is happening to our culture and society. We will delve into it. But I want to start about what really makes America great. One of the things, and we've had this conversation plenty of times on this program, when there's a crisis around the world, no matter where it is, America's among the first nations, among the first of the nations to stand up and provide leadership and support and resources to help people get back on their feet. As you know, there's a humanitarian crisis going on in Venezuela. If there's ever a picture of the destructiveness, the death associated with socialism, Venezuela, its picture belongs in the definition of socialism. And yet so many people are clamoring, you know, and they will provide this disclaimer. Oh, we're talking more like Norway or Sweden, not Venezuela. Of course, that's going to work so much better. A U.S. military transport plane carrying humanitarian aid landed in a Colombian border city where food and medicine is being stored. The hope is to get this food and medicine into Venezuela. This is the second arrival of large-scale U.S. and international aid for Venezuelans. They've got scant access to food and medicine since the opposition leader declared himself interim president. Now, those of you who are not familiar with this, the United States of America has basically, diplomatically, publicly taken a position in support of this interim president in defiance of the socialist president, Nicolas Maduro. The aid is supposed to enter the country by the 23rd of February. The question is whether this is actually going to get in, because so far the government's not allowing it. The acting U.S. Defense Secretary, Patrick Shanahan, said on Saturday the U.S. used military aircraft to send aid to the border because the urgency of the humanitarian needs. It's a message to Venezuela. We are supporting their humanitarian needs. We're using three C-17 aircraft to carry this out. We're supposed to find out details about how this will actually make it into the country. This opposition leader said they're going to organize themselves into brigades. So we're talking about use of the military to make this happen, to pave the way. The message we have to get through to the armed forces is that we have 1 week to do the right thing. Will you be on the side of your family and your people, or of the usurper who keeps lying? Millions of Venezuelans will be traveling to the border to safeguard arriving aid. So basically, this is a call to arms for the people to stand up. And this gets back into the question of media and why it's so important that we have a free media. Because one of the issues that's going on here is the people of Venezuela, through the state-controlled media, are being told there is no humanitarian crisis. Everything is fine. No, never mind the fact that you have to cook and serve your dog for a meal. Don't worry about that. The country's fine. And I think, truth be told, people understand what's really happening. A representative from the opposition leader said, we're 7 days from this being a reality. We're going to have the accompaniment of people, of hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Venezuelans who've been asked to go to the border dressed in white as a sign of peace. Hungry Venezuelans. Hungry Venezuelans. A U.S. official told Reuters the aid delivered on Saturday amounted to more than 200 tons. 200 tons. Three planes eventually arriving. Supplies, including hygiene kits, special products meant for children suffering from malnutrition, arriving from an Air Force base in Florida. Additional aid flights will take place over the coming days. Medical supplies, pharmaceuticals, meant for use in hospitals. You know what's amazing about, think about this a moment. We shared the story a few days ago. Do you remember this when I told you about the survey of South America, Latin America? How many people, I think it was somewhere around 40 million people, wanted to come to the United States of America? Do you wonder why now? Do you wonder why? Now, under a capitalist system, there are no supply issues because there's a balance between supply and demand. When you have a state-controlled economy, you end up with rationing of care. It's the only thing you can do because you don't have the supplies that you need for everybody. Fortunately, these medical supplies will arrive next week. This first shipment includes basic foods, medical supplies. Right now, it's being stored in a warehouse. I want you to do two things in this regard. Just reflect on who we are. This is part of what makes America so wonderful, to provide this kind of aid. The other thing, we also need to do some self-examination to be thankful for what we have that we take for granted. These supplies, if we were to get a clear sense of what they are, if we were to walk around in this warehouse and see them, we would think, you know, that's no big deal. We get these things all the time. It's not a big deal for us. We need something, we go to the store, we buy it. No such luck for the people of Venezuela. And I'd also encourage you, pray for the folks in Venezuela, that this is peacefully resolved and that this humanitarian crisis is averted. Coming up, a very different view about America. It comes to us from a former vice president. For whatever reason, he didn't choose to talk about this. He talked about something else. We'll address that much more as we continue our Monday broadcast. And welcome back to the Vince Coakley radio program. I'd love to get your thoughts on America and the aspect of America I described that's just profoundly motivated to go around the world to help people in need without any expectation of return. Now, I know there are political considerations and foreign policy, all the other stuff, but overall, we have really been, in many cases, more net givers than receivers. I think that ought to be evident by now. But we have a totally different perspective from a former president of the United States. Oh, my goodness. Some of you folks on the text line are scary. I can't even share any of these texts because they're kind of inappropriate. We'll just put it that way. One of them about the fact that Anthony Weiner got out of jail over the weekend. Uh-oh. Yeah. Let's just say one of these texts is about him getting together with the owner of the National Enquirer. Yes, I think you get the idea. Let's talk about your former vice president and the man who who knows, may like to be president in the future. A very different perspective on America. Former President Joe Biden speaking before a European audience on Saturday. Not pleased with what has happened to America under the current president. President Obama's vice president focuses attention on the United States' family detention policy, global warming, and the Trump administration's stricter limits on political refugees. This was at the Munich Security Conference, where the former vice president strove to draw a contrast between his strong affinity for the NATO alliance and President Trump's more imposing approach on the decades-old multinational defense pact. Now, Biden was careful not to use the president's name. He made several clear references to the president. Pretty apparent who he is talking about. Here is just a sampling of Mr. Biden's comments.
The America I see values basic human decency, not snatching children from their parents or turning our back on refugees at our border. Americans know that's not right. The American people understand, please, because it makes us embarrassing. The American people know overwhelmingly that that's not right. That's not who we are. And when America leads by example at home, we extend our moral authority to lead abroad. The American people understand that as well. And so that's why there's such so much upset in America about this, what I call the struggle for America's soul. It goes beyond a single issue. It goes to who we are, what we stand for. America is led not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. And the example we're setting. Well, I should stop. The America I see doesn't embrace the self-defeating tariffs and trade wars that are underway. America was built on innovation and creativity. We demand to be treated fairly, but there is no one in the world, anywhere in the world, that we're afraid to compete with, if even there's close to a level playing field. Nowhere. It's who we are, how we define ourselves.
Yeah, I love the part where he says, I should stop here. Yes, actually should have stopped a long time ago. And as I understand it, this guy is still contemplating the possibility of running for president in 2020. Keep in mind, this is part of what this is about. You know, notice one of the things he did, the attack on the Trump administration for family separations at the border. Not mentioning the fact this policy was in place during the Obama administration as well. Does the word hypocrisy mean anything to this man? Of course not. Love to get your thoughts on what has been communicated here by Joe Biden. Is there any resemblance to truth here whatsoever? Pretty sad. Quite sad. Coming up, by the way, closer to home, we will talk about the Drag Queen Story Hour. It did take place yesterday in the upstate, and we will have a conversation with someone about this. What was that reaction over there, Mark? No. He asked whether I went. Not a chance in hell. I would rather watch paint dry. Actually, there are a million and one things I would rather do than watch such foolishness. It was really sad because one group actually live streamed this, at least a portion of it, and I'm sitting there thinking, what kind of a parent in their right mind would allow their children to sit in there? That was what was going through my mind as I saw the live stream yesterday on Facebook. Like, what is wrong with people? You want your child to see this as normal? You have little children. To me, this is child abuse. It really is. Speaking of abuse, how about the abuse of our justice system? I have not talked about this story yet, but I will right now, because I find this story absolutely positively bizarre. Jussie Smollett. You may not be familiar with him unless you watch this show that's called Empire. I've never watched it myself. This story started some days ago when Mr. Smollett told authorities he was attacked at the end of January by two men who were yelling out racial and homophobic slurs. He said one attacker put a rope around his neck and poured an unknown chemical substance on him. I was very suspicious of the story when I first heard it. Now even CNN is reporting two law enforcement sources with knowledge of the investigation say they believe actor Jussie Smollett paid two men to orchestrate that assault. Now he denies playing a role in this attack. The men are brothers. They were arrested Wednesday but released without charges Friday after police cited the discovery of new evidence. And these sources told CNN the two men are now cooperating fully with law enforcement. The sources told CNN there are records that show the two brothers purchased the rope found around Smollett's neck at a hardware store in Chicago. Mr. Smollett is angry about these latest developments. As a victim of a hate crime who has cooperated with the police investigation, Jussie Smollett is angered and devastated by recent reports that the perpetrators are individuals he is familiar with. He has now been further victimized by claims attributed to these alleged perpetrators that Jussie played a role in his own attack. Nothing's further from the truth, and anyone claiming otherwise is lying. By the way, that is what apparently is being reported, that Mr. Smollett actually paid these guys to assault him. Have you seen the memes circulating around social media on this, by the way? They're absolutely hilarious. There's one with him on the ground and his hand inside a boot that is on his face. I mean, it's really sad. I'll have some additional thoughts about this, but straight ahead, we will talk about this crazy event that took place in the upstate yesterday, Drag Queen Story Hour. That much more as we continue. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, let's go out to a call from Keith in Rock Hill. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Coakley. How are you?
Doing very well, very well.
I've got an ignorant question. Okay, now that we've
this is funny.
Now that we've had the transgender story hour, can we not have the anti-abortion story hour and the Baptist story hour and the Presbyterian story hour? And all that, they've opened the door again, like I've said before. Why can't we just go ahead and walk through? I mean, you know, I was against that event, but let's be honest, now you've opened up the door for us to come in and do the Christian story hour.
Well, I suppose you can do that. So maybe you should consider that. If that's something that you're interested in, Keith, I do appreciate your call. To get some perspective on what actually took place yesterday in the upstate, we have with us the man who leads the Greenville County Tea Party. They were very much involved yesterday in, let's just say, making their presence known and their perspective known. I'm referring to Presley Stutz, who is on the line with us. Good morning, Presley.
Hey, Vince. Good morning. Hope you're having a good morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tell us about yesterday. What happened?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I just want to give a shout-out to the hundreds of people that came out yesterday. It was cold, it was rainy, it was windy. People braved the elements for hours. And, you know, Vince, we came to the point, we made a decision that this is time to draw the line in the sand. We have seen, I'm 62 years old, and I have seen a precipitous decline in our culture in my lifetime. And we came to the point where we said, you know what, these are people who are foisting a radical leftist agenda upon our children and our grandchildren, and we just decided to draw a line in the sand. Another gentleman, Taylor Cox, he put out a petition. And I think 10,000 to 12,000 people signed a couple of different petitions. The people of Greenville County stood up, and we resoundingly said, hey, you know what? What you guys do behind closed doors is your business, but when you start using the public library with public tax dollars to force your radical agenda upon our children, it's time that we take a stand. And so we did. we showed up in force. The other side had their numbers as well. And we stood there and we quietly prayed. And we made our presence known to say that, you know what, this may happen in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., but it doesn't need to happen here in Greenville, South Carolina.
One of the things I'm curious about is the actual event itself. How many people were there? How many kids were in the room?
You know, I got into the very first reading. They had three different readings that yesterday afternoon. I mean, there were several dozen kids. And that's what really saddened me, Vince, to see how our culture has slid. You had parents there gleefully, you know, setting their children, their little 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old kids down in front of these grown men who are adult nightclub entertainers who dress in drag. And they read these stories to them. It was just really sad to see, you know, that these parents were happily, you know, confusing their children. It was quite interesting. As we were standing in line, there was a big drag queen standing there, a big heavyset guy with a beard. And a little boy walked by. He must have been 4 or 5 years old. And he said, "Look, Mommy, there's a fat man wearing a beard, dressed up as a lady." I mean, he understood.
Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah, you know. It was really sad to see these children, being used the way they were, by their parents. It really was.
Did you talk with any of these parents? Were they kind of gleeful? You said they were gleeful about this. They're proud of some political statement.
Oh yeah, I mean, they were clapping and cheering, you know, with the drag queens and their attempts at humor. And I chose not to talk to any of them. We just went in and we were quietly and respectfully, you know, watching. And you know, we live streamed, from the library. They told us after the fact that it was against library policy. We didn't know that, but since then, we've looked at court cases and. We found that there is no expectation of privacy when you're in a public place. It's interesting on my Facebook feed to see the number of vicious, vile attacks, Vince, that have come from this quote-unquote tolerant left that's out there. They want inclusion, but it's only the type of inclusion that they want. And when somebody differs with them, they can be very vicious and vile.
So it seems like we're talking with Presley Stutz from the Greenville Tea Party. This is pretty much, in one sense, precedent setting that not only can they do this, then the door is wide open for anything and everything to take place at the library.
Well, yes, Vince. We talked about this, and, you know, it might be drag queens today, but it could be NAMBLA tomorrow. It could be the pedophile group next week. Where does it end? If it starts in our public libraries today, they're going to push it into our public schools tomorrow. This is happening, and that has happened in other states. So that's why, and look, let me be very clear. We don't hate anybody. I don't hate these drag queens, you know. And what they do behind closed doors in their bedroom, that's their business. But when you start forcing your radical leftist agenda upon the public square, and, you know, there may be, several thousand drag queens across the United States, but we have 350 million people living in this country. And the vast majority of Americans, by and large, do not participate in this lifestyle, nor do they condone it. The conservative right, we've been silent for way too long. And I was being interviewed yesterday by several newspaper reporters, and one newspaper reporter said, you are the only people in the United States that have opposed these drag queens. And it struck me that that's very odd. I said, we are. And I told her, I said, well, we wear that as a badge of honor, not because we're opposing because of hate, but we're opposing because of this radical leftist agenda that's being foisted upon these children.
We only have about a minute left. Where do things go from here, Presley?
Well, I don't know. We've been working with some legislators, they're looking at potential legislation that would prohibit any kind of sexual conduct in public places to children under the age of 12. Because these guys were out there, they were blatantly flaunting, their drag queen status. We didn't ask for this fight. They brought it to us, but we felt like we had to respond, and we did. And it's created quite a controversy, but we're going to continue to stand. We're going to stand for what's right, even though we're ridiculed and we're attacked. We don't mind that. We'll just see where things go from here.
All right. Presley Stutz, Greenville Tea Party. Thanks a lot for coming on the broadcast this morning, sir.
Yes, Vince. Thank you.
What are your thoughts? Do you think this is a good development? Should every child have the opportunity to have stories read to them by a drag queen? Love to get your thoughts. Can I tell them what the headline in the New York Post says?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't you tell them what the New York... That's what I thought. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Is this actually real? Or is this fake? I know you hate when people do this on the radio, right? By the way, a little more information on this Jussie Smollett story. The spokesperson for Chicago police told detectives he was attacked by two men near the lower entrance of a Lowe's hotel in Chicago. Police were told the two men yelled, "Empire F," referring to the derogatory word referring to his sexuality, and "Empire N," racial slur, while striking him. In a supplemental interview with authorities, Smollett confirmed media reports one of the attackers also shouted, "This is MAGA country," a reference to President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again campaign slogan. By the way, did I tell you the nationality of the two men arrested in this particular case and then released? They're Nigerians. It's like, oops. Kind of blows up the narrative, doesn't it? This is going to be interesting. I wonder if there's a real risk this guy gets arrested for filing a false police report. Let's go out to Joe in Charlotte. Good morning.
Well, good morning, sir. I'm just calling to, I know a lot of people, how can I say it, tread lightly when they criticize homosexuals because of the political correctness of it. And I believe we need to do so out of love, not out of hate, because that's, you can't do anything out of hate except hurt. But the point is, a lot of the homosexuals used to say, in their defense, that, about legalizing it and all the rest of it, and making it accepted and tolerated and inclusion now. And the fact is that, homosexuality has been around since forever, as far as, that we have written history. Well, my point is, we've had murder around since the beginning of written history, and even before then, because the Iceman that they dug up in Italy, who was frozen in ice for at least 5,000 years, he was murdered. So, just because something's aberrant behavior doesn't need to mean it needs to be accepted and tolerated.
And celebrated. That's another word you can add to that collection. I certainly get where you're coming from. Appreciate your call there, Joe. Let's go out to Matt in Rock Hill. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince. I just wanted to say something here. I'm a gay male, and I think it's very irritating, or it irritates me, that drag queens would want to read to kids in a library. I mean, they belong in a nightclub and not anywhere else. And if I had children, I would definitely not let them be read to by drag queens.
It's really interesting you're saying this, Matt. Why do you say this? What is your concern for these children?
Well, I think exactly what you said. It would confuse them, confuse the heck out of them, I think, number one. And I just, I think if, kids should not be subjected to that. If they choose to do that when they get older and they're old enough to make that decision, then that's fine. But as a parent, I would not have you know, I would not allow my kids to be around that. And I think that says a lot coming from a gay man.
It does. Matt, I'm so glad you called because I have another question for you. You've been following this Jussie Smollett story?
Sure.
What do you make of it?
I didn't really believe it. I thought it was far-fetched to begin with, honestly.
Yeah.
But it doesn't surprise me that because I have a lot of friends that are not Donald Trump supporters. I am personally a Donald Trump supporter, and I have a very few gay friends that are. But the majority of them are not, and I think that they hate Donald Trump so much that it doesn't surprise me that someone would go to that extreme to try to make something that was, you know, not true against him.
I'm one of the reasons I said I'm glad you called. I want to run a theory by you because I think there are a lot of people, their identity is so tied up into being gay and promoting some agenda, they've really lost themselves in the process.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I have to stay off Facebook, to be honest with you, because I mean, I'm on there, but I can't comment on everything that I see, because if I did, I would be spending my whole day, mad. My blood pressure would be high, but I have, gay friends that post things, and really all they're concerned about is, their gayness. And, man, I tell you, that irritates me because that's who I am, but if you knew me, you wouldn't know that unless I don't deny it, but I don't broadcast it either. It's not something that I go flaunting around.
You have an identity that's broader than the way you have sex.
Exactly, yeah, and I think that's the problem with a lot of gay men. They want the world to know that they're gay for whatever reason. I don't know why, but. And that's all, and they're consumed by it. It's disgusting. I used to back in my younger days, I would go out to gay bars sometimes. I don't even do that anymore because I would be so disgusted probably after being there for 5 minutes, I would have to leave.
Man, and this has been an extraordinary conversation. Matt, I'd like you to stay on the line because I'd like to get some information to follow up with you at some point and have additional conversations on this, news of the day and get your perspective. An interesting Trump supporter. That's not supposed to happen, is it? Because because he's a hater.
Yeah, there's a few of us out there, believe it or not.
That is pretty amazing. Great talking with you, Matt. Appreciate your honesty and transparency on this. Stay on the line for us. And very revealing, isn't it? Coming up, we'll take a look at the day in history and much more. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.